Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, we were able to finally connect with Teresa, and she's with us today, and we're going to get fit and fabulous. Yes, we are. I know it has worked for me. Donna Sebo here with Teresa Tapp in Florida. We have got some fabulous information to share with you. So if you are going through the winter doldrums and you're standing in front of the mirror and going, oh, I can't possibly do anything with myself, we're going to let you know not only can you do something, but you can do something that will show results quickly. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Donna. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to having you on the air, because I have been on the road traveling recently, and I was down in Los Angeles, and of course I had your material with me because I like to share it with anybody that I come in contact with. And I had conversations with women of size, and we talked about this yesterday, and I said I would just love to discuss this because so many of these women are just so discouraged, and they go, I've been this way for so many years. I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried the other, and nothing's worked. And I know at your retreat, I heard amazing stories. But let's address this, because everybody wants to be fit for themselves physically. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when women or men, this is for either gender, but because
right.
I encounter so many more women than I do men, then they're more open, you know, and able to talk about this. Let's get down to some bare bones stuff with this, Teresa, because so many people are hurting and they don't need to be hurting like this.
Well, it's the catch-22. You know, once you get a little out of shape and then you just, you know, it get to a point where then the atrophy internally that starts happening, we only focus on the outside, but there's so much more to muscle movement that deals with internal, you know, functions of the body. Muscle activation is more than just exercise. TTAP, the program, is designed to increase internal muscle activation to get greater results on the outside. So you're getting the inch loss tightening and toning. But the catch-22 is, so many times when you get out of shape, you don't just lose muscle mass and replace it with fat. You also lose your energy. You
mm-hmm.
lose your endurance. You lose your clear thinking. All of a sudden, you lose your digestion ability. Things don't digest as well. Things don't eliminate as well. Constipation,
mm-hmm.
high blood pressure, high blood sugar. All of the whole endocrine system is all revolved around one's wellness fitness. And that's why I created TTAP, to be a wellness workout that just, oh, by the way, will tighten and tone and cinch in inches quicker than any other exercise program on the market today with just 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more about the focus on the inside. And when you're a person of size, things start to hurt. Not only do you get tired easier and have health issues of higher blood pressure or diabetes, but you also get achy joints because your body is having to sustain
mm-hmm.
a person of size on the same. The joint doesn't get any bigger to sustain more weight, so things start to ache. The arches of the feet fall, so flat feet. You start to have plantar fasciitis, the ankles slide in. You know, lower back hurts, belly hurts, shoulders. I mean, anyone of size knows these things. And I was told long ago, you know, even though I created TTAP, the workout, the primary basis of my book, you know, and it's in great detail with pictorially and detailed instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the book was titled by Random House, okay, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. And they focused on how fast you can lose, like, 2 clothing sizes in 4 weeks. But the core of the program is so much more about preventative wellness, fitness, and rehabilitation. And because I was actually challenged, you know, I was at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio working with bariatric patients. They have a wonderful bariatric program where everyone goes through several weeks of movement education and just the psychological factors for people who do go under the knife for assistance in trying to get their body's health back and repair. And TTAP, the workout, you don't have to go through any surgery. But, you know, I'm not one to know the science when there are those conditions where people do need the miracle of science and the medical doctor as well. So at any rate, that clinic, Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, really didn't think that 400-pounders and 500-pounders would relate to somebody like me who weighs 130.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are they going to listen to you? You're fit. You look firm. You've never been a person of size. You know, I've flowed in clothing sizes. I haven't stepped on a scale in years because I really don't care what the scale says. Inches count. Where my girth and pain-free counts for me. So at any rate, I took the challenge, and they had me speak in front of their bariatric group. And there were about 200 people in there. But you know what makes it to where people relate to me when I talk about it? Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Pain is the all-time equalizer. And a person of size hurts just as much, if not more, than the pain I have sustained ever since I hurt my back at age 18 and I have fusion of my L4, 5, and 6 in my lower back to where on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm never, never better than a 4. I always have some type of pain, but if I don't do my TTAP minute moves, primary back stretch to start the morning, I'm easily a 9, and I crawl out of bed till I warm up. So I understand what extra pendulum breaths and abdominal girth pull on the back, the shoulders forward till it hurts. And that also compresses your lung capacity. You can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, that compresses down into the abdominal cavity, and we're not talking just a poochy belly. It can be 1, 2, 3, or even 4 rolls that occur, the folds of the skin, where then I witnessed the type of infections and rashes that occur between those folds of skin. So there's so many things that happen to people of size that when I see someone say, oh, my gosh, I've got 80 pounds to lose, I go, isn't it amazing and wonderful how the human body can rebuild and cinch and tighten and tone regardless of age or size? And isn't it great you don't have to lose 300 pounds or 200 pounds? There's always those who have it worse. And, yes, there's those who have these miracle metabolisms that seem to be able to eat whatever they want. But let's just focus in on doing the best you can and just fit some fitness in, some muscle movement, some TTAP mindful movement that puts extreme focus from mind to muscle so that you can really reap the rewards, both physically what you look like, to where your clothes fit better, to also physiologically how you feel and function better. And that's what's woven into TTAP. The stories are amazing. My regular workout program never does more than 8 repetitions and only 1 set. So when people hear that the program I created specifically for people of size called TTAP More, it's only 4 repetitions and 1 set. And nothing is with impact, either program. I don't believe in using anything but your body in space to create internal muscle activation to support and to rebuild the density of your muscles so they get strong at both attachments, so your knees get stronger. At the same time, your ankles get stronger. At the same time, your tummy tightens and your posture improves and you stand straighter. Rather than just X amount of calories being burned in X amount of time, it literally is a physical therapy approach to fitness with extreme focus with only 4 reps. Now, that doesn't mean it's easier. No, I already know in the original TTAP workout, I created movements in a certain sequence knowing that your body is going to take a path of least resistance, but allowing you to do that so that you always have a feeling of accomplishment that you did it. And I even say it at the end of each workout, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because just getting through the sequence is going to give your body optimal lymphatic function, okay, and rebuild what I call neurokinetic from the brain to the muscle, that nerve transmission, so that increases metabolism. Well, in TTAP More, it may be less reps, only 4, but I don't give your body 1 ounce, 1 inch of deviation. It never gets a chance of path of least resistance. Instead, I'll let you kick out kick, lift the knees, take a water break, start again on the next move. I'll let you momentarily rest between each move, but while you're doing those four reps, you're going to execute it perfectly to where you optimize body function, wellness, as well as faster inch loss. And so what's happened is that people who are already fit or are just losing, wanting to regain some energy and lose maybe one clothing size or two, are buying the T-Tap More program because I take slower time to teach, it's quicker to get through, and they never achieve any bad habits to overcome, and they get that feeling of success, yes, I can, and they get the same inch loss as if they did the T-Tap Total workout that's 45 minutes long in half the time and half the reps. So, regardless of age or fitness level, any T-Tap workout will work, but you have to do it.
Yes.
But all of the exercises only do 4 or 8 reps, so literally you can do 6 minutes of exercise every day and see visible results within a week. You can do 15 minutes of workout each day, and then after 2 weeks go every other day the rest of the month and still lose 1 to 2 pant sizes. And you will continue to lose these inches in clothing sizes till your body reaches its own set point. Because I'm not here to preach that everybody needs to be a size 10.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are built to be a curvy size 18. And you know what? There's some pretty darn sexy size 18s. If I'm not mistaken, Marilyn Monroe was a size 14, 16, or 18. But you know, if you got curved, don't you want to keep it fit, firm, and in the right place instead of drooping and hanging?
Absolutely.
So
I
with
think,
T-Tap, it's not about what size you are, it's being your best. Go ahead.
What I wanted to bring up, Teresa, is that I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and I shared this with you. She is a size 23, something like this. She comes from a family where obesity is the end thing. Her mother, her sisters, they're all huge. They're much larger than she is, and she's battled this whole patterning all of her life. This is a woman who is getting close to 50, and Patty has just, when I first met her 2 years ago, she was just beside herself because she said she had managed to lose 100 pounds on an extreme diet that she had been on, and that was it. And she is still very, very large. So we're talking about someone that was easily at one point 300 pounds above what she should have been. So she ended up taking that off, was trying to do everything she could to keep it off, yet it just was having a terrible time. And we found, we had introduced her to you, and I had talked to her about the results that I had had and was seeing, and that was before I had toned up 25 inches overall. And when I talked to her, this was in January, and I said, you know, this is it, and this is what we've got going. Something was going on. And I said, how is it going with the T-Tap? Well, she had gotten your book. She had gotten... He'd been working with the DVD that's in the back of the book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, and she had been using that, and she was wanting to order something else, which she will be doing because I told her about the T-Tap More. This woman has lost 60 inches, 60 inches overall. She said, I am so thrilled, you can't imagine. And she doesn't know, but someone else that had seen her, had talked with her, and I was sharing some information about T-Tap where they said, you know, there is someone that was talking about you, and because of you, Donna, that they had end up trimming down, that she had lost, you know, 2 dress sizes or something like this. She is so ecstatic, and she feels so good, and she's had a problem with diabetes. She's had all kinds of various things, the aching joints. Sometimes it was hard for her to walk. She feels so much better. And this is the first time that she could ever recall feeling enthusiastic about doing something physically because it doesn't take her a whole bunch of time. She loves this.
It's the old catch-22, because as soon as you start feeling better, you want to do it even more. It's almost like your body craves movement because our bodies are designed to move. And all of a sudden you start craving or desiring healthy food. Because I don't tell anyone to change their diet. I always try to, for those who are wanting to eat healthy at the same time, of course it's going to happen even faster. So that's why I devised the God-made, man-made dietary program. It's detailed in the book in one chapter. But for your listeners, it's basically where you eat clean for 2 days as God created meats, veggies, soups, and salads. And on day three, you can eat anything that's man-made as you wish, along with your, you know, some healthy foods. So if you want, you know, crispy chips or French fries or pizza or donuts, things that are chemically created or artificially flavored, whatever that so desires, it takes away the guilt factor.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you'll start tuning in and going, well, I don't really want that. I really crave a salad or a big bowl of soup or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the movement alone in TTAP, I created it to improve digestion, assimilation, and elimination. And that's why I've kept TTAP within the medical communities instead of doing infomercials. I gave it to the rehab centers, into the holistic centers, because it's much, much more than X amount of calories burned in X amount of time. It rebuilds endocrine and lymphatic function. It rebuilds cardiac conditioning without inflammation. It eliminates inflammation. And when you're a person of size, you have a lot of inflammation in your body because your body's carrying so much more weight on those joints and weak places where muscles have atrophied due to inactivity. And here's a workout program that enables your body to rebuild muscles with strength and flexibility, balanced equally. Because most of us end up being injured when we have muscle imbalance, okay, where you work one muscle more than the other from repetitive movement. So, for instance, a person who's always picking up packages all day,
mm-hmm.
their arms are going to be stronger than their mid-back because they're always moving the arms, and that ends up a muscle imbalance. So at some point in time, that person might sustain a mid-back injury or pull a vertebrae out of alignment. It happens in the knees a lot. If people always walk with their feet splayed out like a duck with the toes turned outward,
uh-huh.
the muscle imbalance of the knee being forward at the same time the toes are facing to the side, that's twisting at the knee. It's torquing the knee, so the muscles that attach from the knee to the hip, and there's four of them called the quads, and then you have another set called the hamstrings on the backside, they're being activated unequally, so eventually the inside of the knee is weaker than the outside of the knee, and a person can develop a torn meniscus or an ACL issue because they've been walking like a duck. Okay, so TTAP teaches you not only the simple exercises that you can do in the privacy of your home, standing in less than 3 feet of square space in a certain sequence, but it also teaches you how to create balanced muscle activation so when you're standing, you keep the weight off the ball joint of your big toe and try to keep your weight distributed and towards the last two or three toes, or aiming to the little toe when you're working out, but keeping the weight off the ball joint of the big toe. And you know what? People of size have told me just that tip alone has taken away knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anyone listening right now, as you're going upstairs, if you have knee issues, make sure you're not stepping onto that step with your toes faced outward. And then as you're lifting your body, stepping into that step, push your knee out towards the outside edge of your foot and feel the difference. Build muscles at the same time you're walking the stairs to strengthen and support your knee. There's all kinds of those tips woven in into the TTAP workouts, whether it's TTAP More or TTAP Basic 15-minute or the total workout or even our walking workout called Step Away the Inches. But the beauty of TTAP More for people of size is that not only is it less reps, you get more workouts on the same DVD.
Mm-hmm.
You get four different workouts, one in a chair, one standing and walking in place, which we call Step Away the Inches, which will teach you that way to walk even when you're walking outdoors or on a treadmill. You also get TTAP with a broom, and people joke that you're sweeping the inches away, but what that does is walking in place and using a broom during various muscle exercises helps you optimize shoulder position so you really strengthen and burn that back fat away. And then the basic core TTAP More program, which those 20 minutes I try to do myself. Even though I'm relatively fit, I try to do TTAP More's special sequence at least once a week because it's really that good.
Well, I just know that it has made such a difference. And of course, you have different walkouts, and I love the walking workout. I just love to alternate that with the 15-minute workout when I have the time, because I'm a walker anyway, and this just gives you such a tremendous walkout. A walking exercise that you can do, it's just really great. But I wanted to, again, like we've been doing, focus on women of size, men of size too, because one of the things that I have noticed is, and this is with many, many people, that poor posture is very much a demonstration of how you're feeling about your body. And a lot of people don't realize how important it is to keep that inner core of yourself straight. And, of course, that is all supported with the spine, all of your muscles working together. And there were so many people that commented that hadn't seen me for a while. They said, wow, you've got just such good posture. Well, in general, I had had good posture. But since I have been doing the TTAP, I'm more aware of how the muscles work like a girdle. But the shoulders being back, you're lifting those shoulders back, and you're more comfortable with that. When you're slouching forward, you don't like it because your muscle memory is now saying, we've got strength in this positioning, this is the way you're supposed to be. And that is really a very comfortable position to be in. And lots of times that's when people, when they get that inner core nice and straight, they dress for the day and they already look a lot better because they've lifted the head, they've lifted their shoulders. And that's one of the benefits that I think comes with your program. It's phenomenal. So I look at the people of size, and so many times they're so self-conscious and they don't like the way that they look. So their head is down, their shoulders are down, and just by changing that stance, and I agree with what you said about someone looking great at a size 18. I had a woman years ago that was so pretty. Oh, she was just as pretty as she could be. But she had in her head that she was supposed to be a size 4, and she was just in agony. And I said, dress attractively. Fix your hair. You know, fix your makeup. Do something here, but take pride in what you do. And my goodness, I saw her a few months later, and she walked in, and she didn't look like the same person. She was feeling better about herself. She was a woman of size. I didn't know about you then. I wish I'd known about you then, but I didn't. But regardless, all of this comes together, and that's part of the wonderful aspect of what you do, Teresa. It is empowering, not just physically, but also mentally, where they can see, because of measuring, wow, this I'm looking better. This fits better. I'm feeling better. It's all part of the package.
Most definitely. I mean, the feeling of accomplishment. And I try to tell people, something's better than nothing, okay? We have such an all-or-none mentality in the States these days. Oh, I blew the diet today, so I might as well just eat everything in sight. Oh, I didn't work out, so I'll just do nothing today. I'll just start it tomorrow. I didn't have time. And, you know, something is better than nothing, whether that means park, as you hear, the furthest spot away, so you have to walk to the grocery store, okay, across the parking lot, rather than, you know, stressing out about getting the closest one. Something is better than nothing because our bodies need to move, and muscle movement is the only way your body can eliminate cellular toxicity. And the older you get, the more toxicity and artificial preservatives and flavorings and all of that stuff accumulate in the tissues. If you have movement in your day, even if that means just walking your dogs every day, rather than just sitting in front of a computer or on a TV and doing nothing. But see, the catch-22 is when you don't move, you get lethargic and tired.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
And the reason you get lethargic and tired is because your lymph fluid gets sluggish, filled with waste products. So then it makes it harder to get moving. But once you get moving, you'll start to feel better. And in fact, at any end of TTAP workout, it's a really strange feeling, and it's hard for people to understand until they do it. Because when you look at a TTAP exercise, they look so simple, but they're so comprehensive in design. But the crazy thing is at the end of a workout, you feel tired but energized. You feel muscles have been worked, but your energy is soaring. It is amazing after a workout. I'm ready to clean the house. I'm ready to hit the day and full power. It's like I've cleaned out all the crap, and now I've got pure energy coming out, where I've got pure energy, brain transmission, from brain to body, mind to muscle, there's nothing clogged or kinked along the way. And it literally is an elimination workout. That's why in holistic health, practitioners have always been very positive in promoting TTEP amongst their patients. In fact, one of my first articles was in Prevention Magazine, and it was in the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it where they said, get rid of the midday slump. All you have to do is TTEP hoedowns.
Oh,
that
yeah.
little move I have for free on the website so people can download, and everybody should know hoedowns.
Mm-hmm.
Including
Absolutely.
People of size.
Now, Teresa, I know we've got a few minutes here, but I really want people, your website, TTEP.com, has just gone through a major renovation, and there's so many wonderful things, and your newsletter. People need to know about that because you send that newsletter out, and they can go onto your website, and they can see the newsletter, or if they're interested in subscribing, they just go on your website. There's a little button, but they need to cruise around because you have some wonderful stories about people, and you must share the story about the 300-pound woman that you talked with on the phone.
Yes. It's like I love being able to get stories, and so TTAPers are always sharing them, and that's why I enjoyed having you at my TTAP annual fitness retreat. And we've talked about Charlotte in previous
mm-hmm.
interviews, and I mentioned her because you met her in person. So
oh, yes,
it all
is.
Sound
yep.
too good to be true. So
mm-hmm.
for her, she went from a size 22W to a size 4. And she's 5'11" and has had 12 babies.
I know, and that just blew me away. I looked at her and I said, "You could not possibly."
I know.
And when I was interviewing her, she's just
I wanted to like re-bring that up to whoever's listening right now because I'm not making this up. Okay, so what I do enjoy is going in, and a person may call in and they just might get me on the phone. I know that doesn't happen with a lot of fitness people out there or owners of companies, but I'm passionate about what I do, and so the best way for me to stay in tune is to answer the phone and take people's orders because everyone I have working for me has been with me at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can give 1-800 free tech support all the time by phone.
Right.
So this one lady called. I was having my Secret Santa year-end special. The phones were all ringing because I was giving really deep discounts as a year-end special. And the lady had no idea who I was, and she was proceeding, you know, to bear with me because I'm not as fast as some of my other staff with the computers and the new store that we just bought and the new computer, whatever. I remember the days we just wrote your order down on a piece of paper and entered it later.
So
she was putting up with the patience. I said, I apologize, I'm being a little slower, but I just want to say this is Teresa Tapp, so I do have an excuse. I'm not as technically advanced as my younger staff. And she goes, oh, my God, dear, bless you, this is it. She said, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart because you've changed my life. You saved my life. And I, you know, I've heard other people on that, and it makes me feel good. So then I was like, oh, thank you. It was meant to be that I got your phone call. She goes, no, you have no idea. She goes, it's taken me 5 years, but I used to weigh over 300 pounds. Now, mm-hmm. I already knew what videos she was ordering, what DVDs. She was ordering Tempo Lower Body. That's a more advanced workout. Maxi Max number 2. Okay, that's an advanced workout. Step away the inches to the max. I go, oh, my goodness. She goes, in the beginning, I could not stand longer than 15 minutes at a time.
Oh, my.
I used a wheelchair on any extended length of time, or I would have my cane on shorter visits on the outside world. I was literally a prisoner within my home because I did not have the energy or health to sustain any length of time standing or walking. And in the beginning, I could not even walk to the end of my driveway to get the mail and come back. I had motorized scooters to get me anywhere when I was out. And she said, I heard about your workout program from a friend. I just thought, please God, you know, help me have the fortitude to stay in there. So she said the power of prayer helped her, but she said your words of encouragement and motivation and the magic you weave into each of these, she goes, I couldn't even do all of TTAP more. I would just do one exercise, sit down, do a half of the next move, sit down. She goes, I got to the point I could do 10 minutes. She said, I slowly got there, and she said, my strength started to come back. I could stand longer. I started feeling better. She said, then my vitality, then my energy. She said, I just progressively got stronger, and I slowly, she said, that first year was really hard, but boy, I just kept going, doing something. Something every day. You said just do the best that you can do. And on some days I had better days. On other days it might only be that I did a 3-minute move. But you know what? I did it sitting in my chair with my ribs up and my shoulders back and my tummy tucked to the best I could. Even if I could only hold my tummy in for one count, I would just reset and do another to the best I can. And she goes, and I am now 125 pounds.
Oh, my God, Teresa. Well, we are out of time. What a way to end the interview. This is just absolutely terrific. This has been wonderful. We are out of time, hon. TTAP.com.
Okay.
You must go to her website. This works. And if you don't want it for yourself, let somebody know that's needing to have a change in their life. It is phenomenal. Teresa, we have got more stuff to share, I know. And
Thank you. We'll
be doing that again. But have a fabulous, fabulous evening there in Florida. Relax. I know you have been extremely busy, but we'll be in touch.
And we'll just do the best we can.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Donna.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break. Don't go away. We're coming back with Tina Skinner, and we're going to be talking about concrete homes. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with Orthotab Health Shoes. These funky looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. There is always a desire to learn how to do things better. And I don't know about your part of the country where you are listening from, but I'll tell you what, here in the state of Washington, builders and developers are experiencing all kinds of challenges. Well, what if you're an individual that wants to build your own home? What if you've had a concept that you really want to do something different with where you're living? Maybe you want to improve what you have already. Well, my guest today, Tina Skinner, is a woman that did some research on concrete homes. These are homes that are being built. We're not just talking about straight concrete. We're going to be telling you about some innovative approaches to enabling you to have a home that is going to do a lot more than you could have ever imagined. Tina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
You know, your book, Built to Last, A Showcase of Concrete Homes, when I got this, I was oohing and aahing throughout all of it.
Uh-huh.
And my husband has been involved in manufacturing for many, many years, and we, through the process of that, have learned of different people trying different things in the building industry.
Sure.
And in today's world, this is a very much more attuned environment to what can we use that's environmentally friendly. What is it that's going to give us good insulation? What is it that we can use that's not going to, you know, make us sick because of the noxious fumes that are emitting out of it? There's just all of these things that as consumers we are being educated about. And the building industry is also becoming more sensitive to that because of the consumer's awareness. How in the world did you ever get involved with PCA, the Portland Cement Association, and all of the other people that helped you to put this fabulous material together about concrete homes?
Well, Donna, I'm a huge fan of concrete. I go to the World of Concrete almost every year, and I just think it's an amazing thing that we don't pay much attention to, but it's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been around us since Roman times, and it can be everything to us. So I'm always talking to organizations like this about how can we help spread the word to people about how this can be incorporated into their lives. Concrete's very trendy right now. People are actually putting it in their home as concrete countertops and bragging about it to their friends because it can be so beautiful.
That's right. And that is what was so surprising. Now, anybody that has any knowledge about concrete, you'd mentioned Roman history, and of course today they're even still trying to figure out the complex formula that the Romans used that enabled it to survive in such phenomenal condition for thousands of years. I mean, they've got aqueducts that don't have a deterioration capacity. And in our world today, the general understanding, and you can correct me on this, is that concrete has a life of 100 years, and then there's like a deterioration factor to it. Am I correct?
I can't correct you on that, Donna. Honestly, I'm not an expert on the life of concrete like that. But I think 100 years easily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it may need to be refinished. They've got all kinds of products now that you can go back and reseal it. You can put a fresh finish on it that's good for another 100 years. Structurally, concrete is rock.
That's what it is.
It's going to stand up to hurricanes and winds, whatever you're going to throw at it.
Now, right at the very beginning of the book, not only do you have fabulous photographs of various examples, But you talk about the ICF system. What is the ICF system?
Well, it's actually been around for quite a while. They use it in a lot of commercial buildings. And it's a system of forms that is filled with poured concrete. So a lot of times when people think of building with concrete, they think of cinder blocks, and they think ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Cinder blocks have a really bad reputation, a good reputation for what they can do. Almost every home has a cinder block basement, and it's the best protection you have to prevent leakage and to make sure that your house is standing strong. But nobody wants that above the ground, and that's where ICFs are coming in. And again, I think it's an industry thing. We all think of houses being built by 2x4s and insulation and aluminum siding and drywall on the inside. But as you saw from the homes, a home can be anything on the outside, but ICF is what's on the inside, and it's so superior to how we're building houses now. The big battle has been getting people to pay a little bit more to have concrete, but with the changing prices in wood, that we've had, the building boom in China drove wood costs through the roof,
mm-hmm.
and concrete actually became comparable in price. But people just aren't aware of this building system.
Well, I, in going through the book that was published on concrete homes, was
mm-hmm.
so impressed with this because I had seen various renditions of the form that had been developed years ago, and
uh-huh.
it did not have the interlocking patterning that they have at this time and the way that you're able to fill it with concrete. But the special foam form, it's so light because it only weighs 5 pounds, and you
mm-hmm.
can have these blocks stacked, and once the design is in place, once you've got, you know, your foundation done that you need and everything is ready to go, the guy's putting this together. I mean, I'm looking at a photo of a guy that's lifting this over his head. I mean, because there's no weight to this. And there's the steel rods that go in that they, you know, align them
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put it in. And after you've got all this stuff in, then the concrete is poured. And you do need to have someone who is a specialist at doing this. But holy Moses, the insulation factor on this is wonderful. And you brought out a point that maybe one of my listeners would not be even thinking of, and that is with a standard home, that someone can take a hammer or a knife and can actually cut through walls very easily.
Sure, think about it. Aluminum siding, you could pry it off with your bare hands. You could punch your way through that insulating wrap that they put on there, and voila, walk between the 2x4s and you're inside.
And I brought back a memory of someone I knew that was in a building that's what some people did to get in to rob their place.
Oh, my gosh,
They actually
I thought I was making it up.
No. They actually cut through a wall. And they had access in with the people that owned the store came in, and there's this big hole, and they had been, you know, robbed. So these are things that we don't think of. And in many people's homes, they really are not aware of, yes, there is that airspace between the outside wall and the inside drywall, and you have the 2x4s or whatever is used. And in today's market, they're often putting insulation into those walls. But I know of a friend down in Oregon whose husband had to rip the walls out because mold in every single wall had totally taken over the insulation.
That's a major environmental issue.
It is.
We've hidden our own problems from us. We've built with wood that rots and that termites love and other pests burrow into, carpenter bees. Our homes become homes for other things. Concrete does not.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete is not penetrable by pests or robbers or high winds. So, I mean, there's a lot of reason to feel safer inside of a concrete home than a standard 2x4 construction home.
Yes, and speaking of winds, you think of Hurricane Katrina and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the areas of country, Oklahoma, many different areas
yeah.
where they encounter the tornadoes and other places, and you better have a basement where you can escape and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you don't want to come out of the basement and find your house is gone.
Right.
And insurance companies recognize this, and you can actually get better premiums in many places if your home is built out of this kind of product.
And that is something that they found a lot of research on. Now, it doesn't mean that something couldn't affect it. I mean, but generally, most winds are not above 250 miles an hour, and that is the amount of wind power that can be leveled at one of these concrete homes because they've done tests with them.
Sure. I've been to the National Concrete and Masonry Association headquarters near D.C., and it's a big, fun lab where they take and they simulate these things. They'll build these walls, and then they'll throw things at them, and they'll blow them up, and they'll take big air bladders and puff them up and puff them up and see how much pressure the walls can withstand. So there are lots of engineers out there that can give you, you know, PSI specifications on these walls. We only need to know so much, right? As homeowners, I think we realize we probably aren't going to get hit by a 250-mile-an-hour wind, but it's nice to know that the 100-mile-an-hour wind that's going to bring down the pine tree isn't going to go through your wall.
That's very true. And with the proper construction, and if you had the concrete house here in the Pacific Northwest, well, actually, I was on the phone with someone just yesterday. They were in Kentucky, and they had a member of their family in Kentucky because of this horrible ice storm. All the trees died that was on that was on the property. The ice was so intense, it just they just snapped. They were frozen solid, and so they crashed down. And one member of her family, her home, the tree crashed through the roof. Well, if there had been like a concrete home, it would not have done that kind of damage.
Yeah, they're not making the roofs out of concrete, but
no,
the
but
tree
the
would hit the wall, and it would stop there.
Right, yeah. Because it basically, and I've known this to happen in the Pacific Northwest, these trees are just phenomenal weight. And so they'll come in, and they will go down. They literally will split homes in half.
Right, right.
So this is something that, for practical purposes, for cost purposes, there's really a little bit of a margin more in cost, but with prices for wood, like you've mentioned, it's almost on an even playing field, isn't it?
Well, it depends. The prices do fluctuate, so certainly you could shop and try to do this at an opportune time. But I think we're forgetting other things, too. I mean, you were talking about this picture of the man holding the form over his head. So for the listeners out there, imagine they're very much like Lego blocks. There are two pieces of foam wall, outside and inside, hollow in the middle with some sort of plastic joinery, and then rebar, which they now call steel reinforcement rods, are put in there, and the concrete's poured in. But what's fun, I think, Donna, what you're excited about and what I found really intriguing is you and I could do this. We could pick up these forms, and we could stack them, and we could take knives and cut out windows, and we could cut in electrical channels. This is labor that, first of all, is not as hard on the workers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't wear out their joints, their knees, climbing up ladders, carrying cinder blocks or wood or whatever. They're lifting light things. So there's less cost on the worker. There's less insurance issues for the employer. And there is a possibility that this is something that homeowners could do for themselves. You could build that addition yourself.
Also, what is so neat, and again, I'm looking at a photo, is that any standard exterior application can be applied. And you've got a photo in the book here where masons are applying a brick facade. And on some of the houses in the book, concrete facades of stone that are, know that they weren't real.
Well, you know, on most of the homes that were stick built, you see these beautiful stone facades. They're not really stone. They're just a thin layer that's put on there for show. So same thing. You can do any kind of siding on these houses. And if you're smart, you're going to pick something like brick or stone or a concrete product that imitates those two because, again, you don't have pests coming in and you don't have mold growing there.
Now, with the time factor of building a home, now, there are those people that really need to do the work because they understand the temperament of concrete because there's a special way of being able to pour it in. You've got photos in the book that mm-hmm. demonstrates all kinds of things here. Shows the men at work,
mm-hmm.
and there's even a photo of a crane where there was more than one level of a building. There were multiple levels.
Sure.
And this is what's really terrific, because concrete, once it's poured, has its own temperament, and it actually gets stronger as it sits longer. And it's a fascinating product. And the insulation factor of this is tremendous between the concrete in the middle of this, which gives the strength and stability,
mm-hmm.
and then the foam also adds to the insulation. How thick are the walls generally when they do them?
Well, they say they're 6 to 8 inches of concrete and then 2 inches of foam on either side of that. And to go back to what you were talking about, you know, when you call up your concrete company, they have a lot of knowledge about how much water you need in the mix for the temperature systems that you have, for the time of year, and how much humidity is in the air. But these forms, because they're insulated, you can pour at any time of the year. There's a lot of concrete pours, like when you're pouring a driveway, you have to call it off. It's raining.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pour it in the middle of the day because it will set up too fast under the sun. But you're pouring this into an insulated form any time of the year. You could pour it in a snowstorm if you wanted to. It wouldn't affect it.
That is incredible.
It really is. It's a miracle for the concrete workers. And there's another savings for contractors. They don't have days that they have to call off that they might have to otherwise. And they don't have to wrap up in Arizona because it's the middle of the day and it's just too hot to be working with concrete.
See, now that is a phenomenal factor, because that you're right. I mean, here in the Pacific Northwest, they'll start building projects. Storms come in, that's it. Nobody's working. Nobody can do anything. And because of the moisture or whatever may be going on. And
mm-hmm.
this would enable a builder to keep on and actually perhaps beat the time frames that they would project, because they are able to work in just about
sure.
any condition.
Sure.
That is just terrific. Now, your book, Built to Last, A Showcase of Concrete Homes, is put out by Schiffer Publishing. And if anyone wanted to find out more, where would they go to get information about these concrete homes? Your book is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that's available that people can research. But where would you recommend that they go for their source of information if they wanted to explore this further?
Well, the Portland Cement Association, which is based in Illinois, does represent the manufacturers of these products. And they have a lot of technical information about the homes as well. So they're the best go-to source on this.
All right. So do you happen to know their website, or is it just, you just go Portland Cement Association?
Yes, you can absolutely Google them that way.
All right. So the Portland Cement Association, check them out on the web. And if you are interested, maybe you want to buy a piece of property, and there is a home on that piece of property, and it's old, and you'd want to bulldoze it and build something new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not explore a concrete home? It is going to be a cost-effective thing. Talk to people about it, because your home is one of your biggest and best investments. And why not build one that can be beautiful, absolutely gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and be insulated? Cut your costs with heating and cooling,
absolutely.
Which they're going to go down because of this, and maybe find out about some ways that you can have this environment that's going to be healthy and safe for you. And also, it's going to be a very good sales factor if you should want to sell your home, because the people that buy your home are going to want to know about all of these wonderful points. Tina, thank you so much for being my guest.
Oh, my gosh, it's been a pleasure. I can't believe it's gone by so quickly.
That's the way it goes. Again, I want to thank you for being my guest. And for those of you listening, my goodness, we are almost out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo, where we have all kinds of interesting people and interesting subjects right here on the Donna Sebo Show, bbsradio.com. We'll be here with you tomorrow, same time, same place. And don't forget, we're going to be walking with Pete Smith tomorrow. We're going to be talking about OrthoTeb and how you can be even fitter than you ever imagined because of what you put on your feet. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day. Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.